Karma, we are starting. We have started. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Clayton. How are you?
I am really good. I've had some big wins just today. I told you about it. I fixed my car and I got the internet back up and running. So I am floating on a productivity cloud. What about you?
It feels good to win some things. Yeah, I'm good. I'm just trying to stay inside as much as possible because it is brutally hot.
We have been really sweating it out here in Perth. I went to the Big Bash on Saturday, a cricket, that's a cricket game, and it was 41 degrees.
Oof.
It was super
Yeah, I
hot.
heard the furnace earned its name that day.
That's right. Yes, that's it. That's the one. And of course, I let my mate Damo buy the tickets, and I was like, Damo, you better have got us in the shade. He's like, I did my best. And then within
He
45
didn't,
minutes of
did
getting
he?
there, we were going to be in full sun for the next 3 hours. So we promptly moved to a different place. That's the good thing about Optus Stadium is that there's so many freaking seats in that place that it's not too bad. You can just move.
Well, yeah, and also I assume a lot of people didn't go because it was going to be so hot that you could just sort of move around, yeah.
Yeah, there was still 33,000 there, which is pretty impressive for a 41 degree day. So, go Perth.
Yeah, like less than
We
half
eat
full.
the heat for breakfast. Yeah, cool, man. So, first podcast of the year. Good on us. Good on us for getting back on the horse.
Yeah.
We are excited to do heaps more podcasts this year, aren't we? Yes, pumped. And
We are.
we are so pumped. So, I really do love. I do love podcasting. Just so you know, I love podcasting with you. It's so fun. It's great to talk about marketing issues. Otherwise, they just fly by and we don't learn any lessons, Karma. We don't learn. So let's learn together.
Okay.
And get into our big hits of today. Big hit number one is about Calvin Klein. Tell everyone what you've seen about Calvin Klein.
Well, Calvin Klein released a new campaign championed by
Yep.
a TVC
Yes.
featuring a topical actor in Jocks, Jeremy Allen White,
Yep.
and it went quite well. Have you seen
Yep.
it?
I have seen flashes. Yep. I heard some female friends talking about how great that ad was. And they were big fans.
Yep.
What were your thoughts?
Oh, I mean, it's quite funny to me how people think that it's so, unique because putting a man in men's underwear to sell underwear has been happening for quite a long time. And, Jeremy Allen White, big fan.
Yep. Who
But he
tell everyone who
follows
Jeremy
Justin
Allen who
Bieber
tell everyone
and
who that
Mark
is?
Wahlberg, who have also done the exact thing. Oh,
Yep.
he's the star of The Bear. And he did some other stuff before that that people will know him from, but I am unaware of those. I'm
Yes.
just obsessed with The
Yes.
Bear.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
All
So
in all its
did
triggering former hospitality career glory.
of course, yes. I did hear something else related to this though, about the UK Calvin Klein ads featuring Twigs, FKA Twigs. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
So
Go on.
there's a singer, I think is she a hip hop artist? I think she's a music artist. Yeah, so
Yep.
we'll be linking to a Guardian article. A Calvin Klein ad with the singer FKA Twigs has been banned because on the grounds that it presented her as a stereotypical sexual object. Wow. I mean, what's going on here? So firstly, I mean, good on them for, Calvin Klein for putting a sexy dude in underwear and getting that out there and everyone loving it. I don't know why how that's any different to any other underwear ad ever, but good luck to them. That was great. But then this ad has been banned. And look, it's I don't know. What do you think? It looks fine to me.
I did hear about it, but I haven't seen it. So let me just have a look.
I feel it's like a print ad.
Definitely. I think you definitely have to see it to work out whether it's what did you say? Stereotypically.
On the grounds that it presented her as a stereotypical sexual object.
Oh, I don't think there's anything stereotypical about FKA Twigs, to be honest. She's like unconventionally attractive.
Yeah, I mean, she looks $1 million billion. I think she looks incredible in this.
She wasn't particularly a fan.
Yeah, she's pretty pissed off.
I do not see the stereotypical sexual object that they have labelled me. I see a beautiful, strong woman of colour whose incredible body has overcome more pain than you can imagine.
Yeah, completely agree. I don't know what's going on there. That's a really weird one from the, I guess it would be the advertising, it's the UK's Advertising Standards Authority, the ASA. So I don't know if the bear guy can trounce around in his undies. I don't know why FKA Twigs can't. So, interesting.
Me neither, but if I don't know how their system's set up there, but here it only takes one complaint for an ad to get reviewed.
Yes.
And so potentially this is off the back of one person's opinion. The fact that it was held up is interesting.
The ASA also described the advert as irresponsible and likely to cause serious offence. Their ruling states the ad, which first appeared in April 2023. Oh my God, this is ages ago. So it's been up for 8 months. Must not appear again in the form complained of. Ah, yes. So someone's complained. Interesting. I wonder if they if they've had complaints about the bear ad, the bear guy. Okay, moving on from that silliness. Just silliness. What are we doing there? That's weird. Okay, next big hit is the Australia Day lamb ads. We've been rocking these every year, I think. We're always on top of these ones. What do you reckon?
I actually think they're back. I read a little piece about it on a website, and I think the last couple were a bit weird. And look, you know, no shade. The last couple of years have been a bit weird. And I think they strayed away from what made them really cool in the first place. And I think this one is 100% them back in the zone. It's really weird. It's got a generation gap war in it, which everybody loves.
Yeah.
You know, the millennials and the boomers love to yell at each other. And now if the boomers understand that Gen Z aren't millennials, then they yell at them too. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who said that his kids were millennials. And I said, no, they're not, honey. They're 18. They're not millennials. If they can figure out who to be angry at, there's always someone. The idea is that we all put our differences aside in this generation war to eat lamb, which, you know, whether we will or not, it was very cute and it's very Aussie and it got picked up by a lot of
karma.
International
marketing commentators. You just cut out there for a second, buddy. You just cut out there for a second. Yep, you're back.
Okay.
So it brings the lamb brings us all together across the generational divide, and they have the earth is breaking apart in these very physical generational divides. I thought it was a great ad overall, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. It's charming. It's funny. It's
taking the mick out of all of us, right? Of everyone. Maybe they've watched Barbie. Barbie's given them some vibes about how to take the mickey out of everyone.
I mean, maybe. I think they've always had it. I think they've always done a pretty good job, except for the last couple of years. The last two I thought were a bit lame. But
yeah.
They're back.
I think it's great.
So, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. No, big tick. Good on them. This one, they swung at the fences, and I think they actually hit it out of the park, this one.
Yeah, me too. I like that there's the inclusion of, you know, a lot of different types of people without it sort of being super cringy or performative. So,
yes. Know. Yes, agreed. Agreed. Nah, good. Good. Really well done. Really well done, I think. So big tick to them. It's interesting because they obviously have a huge budget, right? Like this is it's always extremely high production values and they spend an absolute ton on it, right? So budget is obviously not a problem. So that's
I would imagine they use probably all of their.
Yeah.
All of their marketing budget annually on this campaign.
They spend a bomb. They absolutely spend a bomb. But it's always an interesting discussion when you're like, okay, what do you do when budget isn't a question? When budget isn't a problem, you can do anything. Which is a kind of a different.
But I think budget area is a question and a problem.
Not for them.
No, I think that they do have like a small budget. I think they just use all of it on this. And they don't do anything else.
Sure. I guess. It's an interesting. Yeah. We are lacking data on that one, obviously. Anyway, cool. Good on them. Well done. Big tick. On to our next big hit is Woolworths and Big W to ditch Australia Day merchandise. This is interesting. This is really interesting. I've heard about this. Everyone's heard about this. It's made the news. People are mad. People are up in arms. What did you think?
Are we talking about Woolworths?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it's interesting that the lamb ad always comes out every year around about Australia Day. And then this year we sort of had about a week of people kind of really talking about that. And then there was a different reason to talk about Australia Day and brands. And that was Woolworths and Big W announcing that they weren't going to sell Australia Day merchandise this year.
Mm-hmm.
And people lost their minds.
Yes, they did.
Do you buy Australia Day merchandise, Clayton?
I do not. Do you?
No.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, not the target market for this, but
correct,
anyway.
Correct, yep, yep.
We have thoughts. Well, I do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So the leader of the opposition came out and said that it was un-Australian and that we should boycott Woolworths as if Woolworths and its parent company had made this decision based on some kind of moral or ethical stance. And there is absolutely no way that that is the case. Woolworths and Big W and their other brands under the umbrella would have decided to ditch the Australia Day merchandise for one reason only, and that is that it was not profitable.
Mm-hmm.
So if people were so in love with it, they should have bought more of it and they would have kept it.
So the direct quote from the direct quote is from who's it from? Who's this direct quote from? A Woolworths Group spokesperson, right? We'll link to the Mumbrella article, and it's good because they have a direct quote from them. While Australian flags are sold within Big W all year round, we don't have any additional themed merchandise available to purchase in-store in our supermarkets or Big W ahead of Australia Day. There has been a gradual decline in demand for Australia Day merchandise from our stores over recent years. At the same time, there's been a broader discussion about the 26th of January and what it means to different parts of the community. Ooh, okay. So there may be some political thoughts about this. Woolworths Group has confirmed that My Deal, which is also owned by the retailer, will continue to sell some Australia Day themed products online through third-party suppliers. All retail staff will also be given the choice to work on 26th. Many people use this day to get together. Okay, so they're kind of having their cake and eating it too. They're saying, look, sales have been going down, but we do acknowledge that some people are a bit sensitive about this issue in the community and this Australia Day. So I don't know. I'm not sure. How does this become a news story though? So do they put out and tell everyone, hey, we're not selling? If they put it out and said, hey, we're not selling Australia Day merch, like they proactively did that, I think that's a bad move on the surface. You're absolutely asking to get hauled into the news. I don't know. This I feel like that this could be a self-inflicted wound.
Yeah. I don't know why you would announce it. You just let people go looking for it and not find it, assume it's sold out and go somewhere else.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it, from a social media perspective, I guess if you have an announcement, there's in theory one place for people who are angry to sort of focus most of their attention, and it's not going to be as spread out and leak over into your other content. As an overall marketing thing, and it's an interesting thing to do, unless you thought that, you know, the attention would outweigh any kind of negative. I mean, how do you, you can't really it's hard to boycott a supermarket when there's two main supermarkets.
Yeah, in Australia, so I'm sure many people would love to boycott Woolworths, but you just kind of can't. It's pretty hard to.
You've dropped out. I can't hear you anymore.
Sorry, we just cut out there.
You've gone completely silent.
Back.
Okay, you're back.
Yeah, it's I don't know, it's really interesting, hey? Very strange. And this is on the back of Woolworths and Coles about to be hauled in front of, in front of the government for a huge inquiry into price gouging. So, look, they're not in the best spot at the moment in terms of PR and the community and in the news. So, it just seems like this is a strange one for me. I'm a little bit confused about what's happened here.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem weird to announce it, but I think, I don't know, like, it's even weirder for the leader of the opposition party in a party that's whole philosophy is based on free enterprise and free markets, getting angry that a business has used its free market power to make a financial decision, and they're calling for boycotts. And it just proves that, you know, there are people who would just prefer that we stay divided and just get angry about things.
Yeah. It's a free hit for the opposition, but that doesn't mean that it's worth taking the hit or giving, you know, like worth having a swing. I'm not sure it was the right one, but I mean, Dutton, I think will take any opportunity. For him, he's very, very inflammatory in terms of this kind of social discussion. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised on his end either.
Probably not. I mean, it's just got nothing to do with the government.
So let's move on to our album cuts. These are our smaller stories that we definitely need to mention, but maybe don't need as big a deep dive as the big hits. First one is an article from Ad News about Google's long goodbye to cookies. And this is saying that Google has finally started the countdown to forced retirement of cookies, changing the face of digital advertising and the work of media buyers, all in the name of privacy. The end has been talked about for years, but the global digital giant will this month disable third-party cookies for 1% of its users of Chrome. And by the end of 2024, Google plans to have killed off cookies. So this is it. This is it. This is the year-long victory of, you know, funeral dirge for cookies. Farewell cookies, karma.
Yeah, the cookies crumbled.
Yes, yeah. ads. Are we scared? Are we? Is the sky going to fall in? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, every time something happens, the sky's always going to fall in, and then we always work out a way. I think it's, you know, we started off with digital being so infinitely measurable, and for, you know, good reason, people sort of started to question that. And people still do radio, and they still do TV, and they still do all these other things that aren't as infinitely measurable, and they all survived. Mm-hmm. So who knows? What do you think, Clayton? You're more in the digital space.
Yeah, I think it will be a little more add a little bit more grey to the black and white that we enjoy in terms of digital marketing. But I'm sure Google will still find ways to ensure that its advertising products work phenomenally well. I don't see it being a huge deal. But yeah, I think we'll still be pouring all our money into Google and Facebook, and we'll find ways to make it so that, yeah, the advertising still works and we still get our ads in front of people. But it might just be that we can't be as granular in the reporting at the end of the day.
I think that all digital pay is going to get less granular.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but again, it'll still be infinite. It'll still be 10 times more trackable than some other traditional forms of advertising.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to get more granular for reporting, but it's also going to get way more automatic in terms of targeting as well.
Yes, yes.
Facebook's removing another bunch of interests this month, and we don't
Tell us about that.
Well, they just said removing interests, so they're removing some interest targeting. Don't know what. What probably the only kind of info we'll get is when your ad campaigns are set up, or ones where you've already got audiences running, you'll get a notification to say that this interest has been retired, and then you'll need to take it out of your targeting. And I think, you know, if you work in the paid digital space, you've known that the interest targeting and the behaviours and that sort of thing are a lot less. There's a lot fewer of them than there used to be. We rely on them less because the algorithms are so good that if I think of somebody who might buy a ticket to this event and I can think of everything about them down to the last tiny detail, I still won't come anywhere close to knowing what the algorithm knows about what sort of people are going to buy tickets to that event. So, you know, I think that we all know that things are getting less, you know, like micro-targeting is on its way out anyway. So I think that this is, you know, part of that parcel.
Agreed. Spot on. Yeah, I think it'll be fine, and it won't have too much of a negative effect on everything.
That's good.
Cool. Next album cut, Spam on Facebook. Tell me about Spam on Facebook. What spam are you talking about here?
So I'm talking about the hello admin. Your page has been flagged for deletion.
My God, it's unbelievable.
So it was bad, right? It's been bad for a while, but it is so bad now. My notifications this morning, I had 15 of them across every different page that I run. And it's just those were private message ones. Not to mention that you also get comments on your reviews, comments on your recommendations, And it's just, you would think that, I'm going to share a screenshot of my notifications this morning. You would think that guest 1077 shouldn't have been able to make a Facebook page called that in the first place, let alone get to the point of DMing a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, especially when you see the same guest number across multiple pages of yours, and you just think they must have just sent thousands of messages.
Bots, just bots, right? It's just a bot setup.
Yeah. But why are they letting them make an account? Especially if it's not even pretending to have a human's name.
Yep.
It's just lazy.
I don't know what they're doing in there. I don't know. It's very lazy. Yep.
It just seems so avoidable.
Yep.
When you're, you know, as big as Meta.
Yes.
Like, I just really want them to fix it. It's really annoying. And at some stage, you know, someone's going to click those links. Some client on a Sunday who's only just woken up will be like, oh, my God, and click the stupid link, and then we have our stupid page taken down.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have, like, a whole world of pain trying to fix it.
Yep.
Don't click links, people.
Yep. Don't click the bad links. Don't believe anything. Moving on.
Scheduled for deletion.
No. It hasn't. It really, really hasn't. I tell you whose page hasn't also been scheduled for deletion is Stanley, the water cup people. That car fire video just was the most viral thing. Tell everyone about the car fire Stanley video if they didn't see it.
So there was a video on TikTok where a girl's car had set on fire and it was completely trashed. But the only thing left was her Stanley cup, and she reaches in and grabs it, and the water in her Stanley cup is still cold.
Still has ice.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Which is great, you know, that the product works as it's supposed to, because we're not really used to that. Especially with viral products, they don't always do what they're meant to do. And then the next bit is Stanley buying her a car.
Yes.
I
love this.
It almost is too good to be true.
Karma's spidey senses are tingling.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you were going to set it up, would you set it up any better than that?
You couldn't.
You wouldn't.
Like, it's perfect. They just, it's so perfect.
Yeah. So
I don't think, but that's the thing.
I'm not saying it's not true.
I don't know. That would be the most genius idea. I don't, big brands never have ideas even close to that. They just want to put their bloody car on a mountaintop and
make the logo bigger.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Totally.
You just don't see that kind of level of creativity in terms of guerrilla marketing. Like, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. It had so many millions of views because everyone was blown away, and it was just like the most perfect marketing you could ever hope for Stanley, who just, I still don't understand the water bottle market. Everyone's such an incredibly huge world of water bottles.
Yeah.
It's very strange, but man, it's there. Everyone's got them.
Such a Gen Z thing.
Zillions of them. People collect them. I don't know. No, I think there's a lot of millennials. I think it's, millennials and Gen Zs are all water bottle fanatics.
Mm.
But anyway, good on them. Good on them. Our next album cut is Tim the Lawn Mowing Man. I've seen this. I've been following this guy on TikTok forever. You've only just come across him?
No, I've seen him a few times. I just thought we should talk about him.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this. This is content, right? This is right up my wheelhouse. Right in my wheelhouse, sorry. What do you reckon of Tim the Lawn Mowing Man? Tell everyone what he does. What's his deal?
Well, obviously, Tim the Lawn Mowing Man mows lawns. He's a lawn mowing man. But the reason that I like his account so much is because he does Freemo Fridays. And, like,
yep.
I think a lot of the time social media people or businesses try and put too much emphasis on a day, you know, like Flashback Friday or whatever. But in this yes. instance, this is his literal best content. And there's no real reason for a local lawn mowing guy to have 970,000 followers. And the reason he does is because he does these Freemo Fridays reels where he goes and tidies up someone's yard, including mowing and edging and all of that, for free.
Yep.
And it's delightful.
It is delightful.
Yep. Can't get better than that.
Yep, it's great. He's a genius. He has built an entire YouTube channel, an entire social media following on him mowing lawns and him talking about lawn mowing and gardening products. And I mean, is it just not the simplest? And, you know, there's so many content lessons in here, right? You can imagine I could talk about this YouTube channel and his TikTok and his Instagram. I could talk about it all day, right? I mean, lawn talk and people watching stuff about lawns is massive, right? Gardening, massive. But, you know, I'm sure if you said, hey, just film yourself mowing lawns, people would be like, no one watch that. But trust me, they will watch people mowing lawns. I like a bit of lawn stuff. And there's just so much good stuff here to learn. And as always, I think to myself, well, why didn't Jim's Lawn Mowing or the big lawn mowing brands like Ryobi or whatever, the big lawnmower brands, why didn't they do this? You know, all of them could have done this a million times over, but it took some creativity and some bravery from just a local lawn mowing fella to build a YouTube channel of 230,000 subscribers by mowing lawns. So I love it. And yeah, it's just another testament to the power of making some good content, documenting your business. What do you reckon?
I agree with all of that. I think though, like for me, I'm not at all interested in this topic. Correct. And there's no reason that I would have watched more than one of his videos if it wasn't for the Freemo Fridays. I really like that he goes out and does something for people, just like this is what he does all day, so he doesn't need to do it for free. But it's not a big effort for him because he does do it all day. So he goes to someone's house who looks overgrown. Quite often it's an elderly person or somebody who doesn't have the means to mow their own lawns. And he goes and sprinkles a tiny little bit of kindness into the world, and we all need a bit of that. And that's literally the only reason that I'll watch and follow him. And so I think, yes, 100% you're right. Anybody could have done this. I think if they didn't put some heart into it, along those same lines, it wouldn't have been nearly as successful.
It's a great point. That does elevate his content into larger audiences, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, at the end of the day, he can only mow as many lawns as he can mow, and he's in New South Wales, so he doesn't need all those followers, but he is, you know, going to be in demand in his local area because everybody's heard of him.
Yeah, and look, he's making money now off the platforms. The platforms will be paying him, especially YouTube. And he's getting paid now directly from his content. And that's part of why he can do a Freemo Friday, because he now knows that he would get, like, let's have a look at what are we doing here? Like a Freemo Friday, vlog. You know, like, so there's a video here with 13 million views, 1.1 million views, 1 million views. Like, he's getting tons of views on YouTube alone. And so, yeah, he could do Freemos twice a week or three times a week, because if that video makes him, you know, $2,000, that's way more than he could charge for a lawn mowing gig. So it's wonderful. It's awesome. Great job. Great effort.
Yeah. 100%, especially for like industries that consider themselves, or consumers consider them, more on the boring side.
Yes.
This just goes to show people are interested in all sorts of things.
Yeah, people will watch seriously, the things that people will watch, you know, the content that people watch is just, there's so many different levels that and different things that come across when you start filming something as opposed to just watching someone do it on a, like someone just doing their job. You know, all these, there's so much of the, like, you know, things are very satisfying and ASMR and all this stuff, right, that all start to come across, but you would never know until you put it on camera. So yeah, super inspiring. Love, Tim. We've got some last things here to go. We usually are going to start talking about something that's dead, something usually gets christened as dead in the marketing world. You know, whether it's influencer culture is dead, or Facebook is dead, or something's dead, something's dying. It never actually does. I don't think I've heard of anything dying this week. Have you?
No, I don't think anything's dead this week. Ooh, unless Twitter being dead is it actually dead now? Because they did a new valuation, and apparently it's only worth $12 billion instead of 44 that he paid. So that's pretty dead.
I saw an article saying that Twitter is still growing users somehow, and it's like, oh my God.
It can't be.
So Twitter is still not dead.
Okay. Well, I mean, we'll get to do Twitter is dead another time.
Yes. Yes.
I have no doubt.
I think it's still going. It's crazy. Still going. Still going. And yeah, I think that's it. We've got our first marketer event for the year, our first Grill the Marketer. That we will be announcing that very soon. So watch out for that. We'll have dates throughout this whole year again. Looking forward to another year of awesome Grill the Marketer content. And Grill the Marketer events where we get to hang out with everyone here in Perth. It's so nice to catch up with all the marketers here. And yeah, what about you, Karma? What's going on? What do you got on this week?
Oh, this week is the start of Fringe, so it is Fringe Central.
Yep.
I'm going to a lot of Fringe.
Cool.
Get out amongst it.
Cool. Support, work stuff.
Support Fringe. Yeah, some of it's work stuff.
Yep. Cool. I'm going on. I've got two weddings in the next 2 weeks, both down south. So I'm going to be in and out of Perth and in and out of work.
That's brutal. So
it's just good timing. As soon as you get back into work, I have to get out of it again. But you know, that's fine. That's one of them's my cousin, and one is a friend of mine. And this is their third try at having their wedding. Thank you, COVID. So good on them for finally managing to get their wedding done. What a time. Can you imagine? Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Okay, wonderful.
At some point, you've got to wonder if it's chats. Not meant to be.
I know. Anyway, all right, good to chat.
Always good to chat. See you soon.
And I will see you soon. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.